Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We want to thank you for taking the opportunity to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you'll become a regular listener each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you some messages of truth. We also would invite you to listen and view our TV program that comes on right after this program at 8 a.m. from 8 to 8:30 on Public Access Channel number 6, entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give a look. I think you'll find it very edifying and very encouraging, and we hope you'll become a regular viewer of that. We would also like to invite you to a special series of lessons that begins on April the 12th through the 17th with Brother Mo Haefeli from Danville, Indiana. Brother Haefeli will be presenting the gospel of Christ in his truth and simplicity each evening, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. You're cordially invited to any or all of these services. You'll always be warmly received. All we desire is for you to come and study the Bible with us and have a better understanding of how God would have you have a relationship with his Son in order that you might find yourself in the kingdom of God. We hope you'll take opportunity to come and be with us next week in that special series of lessons. The end of this broadcast should be given our regular meeting times at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ on the Lord's Day on Sunday, and the meeting will begin at that time at the regular Bible study, regular worship service at 10:30, and then again at 6:30, and then 7 p.m. the rest of the week. Please come out and be with us. We are looking at an overview of the Bible. We were in the New Testament, and last month we looked at the book of Hebrews, and we're going to conclude that book this week and next week, and we're going to begin this morning by looking at Hebrews chapter 11, probably one of the most familiar passages of the whole book of Hebrews, and the chapter is in what sometimes is referred to as the Hall of Fame of Faith or the Roll Call of Faith, but one of the most understandable passages and best known is the first verse of the 11th chapter, where it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." And then we see in verse 6, "But without faith is it impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Now faith is a subject that you would think is very easily understood, and in all areas of religion, that there seems to be a consensus in understanding the matter of faith. But sadly, that's not the case. Many people misunderstand exactly what faith is. Many people think that faith is simply mental assent. And what I mean by that, dear listener, is they believe that faith is simply believing in some facts about the Lord, that he lived, that he died, that he was crucified, that he was resurrected, that he went back and ascended to his Father, and belief in God and belief in his Son. And indeed, all that's important, and you need to believe and have that kind of faith in the deity of Jesus Christ. But faith goes much deeper than that. And I would give you as an example of the definition of biblical faith of Hebrews chapter 11. If you want to know what the biblical definition of faith is, we're going to give you a good understanding in this chapter. Let us begin by looking at verse number 4. It says, "By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, though he being dead, yet speaks." I want you to notice, by faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. What does it mean that he offered it by faith? It means that he offered it by obedience. Now, you don't find the instructions of the kind of offering that God determined in Genesis chapter 4, where Abel's story is told, but we know that God accepted Abel's offering, but he rejected Cain's. Why? Because Cain's was not offered by faith. Romans 10:17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Therefore, Abel's sacrifice was offered by faith because he was obedient to the instruction of God. But verse number 5, "By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had testimony that he pleased God. Again, by faith, Enoch was taken up and did not see physical death on the earth. But yet again, we need to ask the question, why did he please God? Why did he have a good testimony? Because he was obedient, because he was faithful in his dealings and his duties towards God. Again, faith, Bible faith, is obedient faith. Then we see Noah in verse 7. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is according to faith. Notice, by faith, Noah did something. We know what he did. He built the ark. He built the ark according to instructions given by God in Genesis chapter 6. And we read in verse 22, thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded, so did he. He prepared an ark by faith. He acted by obedient faith upon the instruction given to God, being warned of something that he had not yet seen, rain. Rain was going to fall and cover the earth. He was told that God was going to destroy the earth because of wickedness. And his faith was demonstrated by his actions of being obedient to God. Then we see Abraham. For by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of him of the same promise. For he waited for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. We also see him mentioned again in the 11th chapter, in verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it said, in Isaac your seed shall be blessed, concluding that God was able to raise him even from the dead, from which he had received him in a figurative sense. Now, we see Abraham acted by faith on two occasions. Number one, when God told him to leave his homeland, to leave everything he knew, and go to a land that God would show him. We see that in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. Abraham left without any questions, without any doubting. He acted on his faith. Why? Because he obeyed God. God said to go. We get some insight in why he went, because verse 10 says he waited for a city who has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. You see, he dwelt in the promised land as a foreigner. He never received any of it, but he believed it by promise because he knew that God would fulfill his promise. We also see that he was called upon in Genesis 22 to offer Isaac as a sacrifice. God didn't give him any reason, but he went on that three-day journey and was about to take Isaac's life when the hand of God stopped him and provided a ram that was offered in his stead. But he is given accommodation by God that he now knew that he had faith in him. How was Abraham's faith demonstrated? By following the instruction of God. That's what biblical faith is. It is obedient faith. We also see in Hebrews chapter 11, the man Moses in verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. You see, Moses, by faith, acted when he had a chance that he could have been raised by the daughter of Pharaoh, stay in the household of Pharaoh, be very prominent, have a great education, have all the advantages of life, being in the household of a very rich and powerful man. But he chose rather to suffer the afflictions of the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And you study the book of Deuteronomy and the book of Exodus, you will find the life of Moses, and he did exactly what God commanded him to do. He was a man of faith. He was a man that acted by obedience to the instructions that God gave him. And the one time that he didn't, in Numbers chapter 20, when he took glory away from God, instead of giving God the glory, him and Aaron, they were chastised and they were rebuked, and God punished them by not allowing them to go into the promised land. And what he's charged with, he is charged with unbelief. He is charged with unbelief. Why? Because he disobeyed God. That's a very important principle. When one disobeys God, that demonstrates a lack of faith. We see Joseph in chapter 11, verse 22. And by faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instruction concerning his bones. When he died in Genesis chapter 50, he made them promise that when they left Egypt, they take his bones and bury them in the land that they were going. Now here's a man that acted by faith. He would never see it, but yet he knew that God would keep his promise, and yet he acted by faith. That again is an example of obedient faith. We also see that by faith they passed through the Red Sea in verse 29, and to by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do so were drowned. You see, by faith, God said to go over. He parted the Red Sea. The dry ground was in the middle. God parted those waters. What would keep him from bringing them back again once they got in the middle? They acted by faith. They obediently crossed and were saved, and the Egyptians were destroyed. Their faith was something that was demonstrated. We see verse number 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. We see God gave instructions to Joshua and the children of Israel on how to take the city of Jericho. And if you read Joshua chapter 6, verse 2, he tells them that he has given them the city even before they've done anything. But when they acted by faith and followed the instructions of God on the seventh day, when they marched around seven times and blew the trumpets, the walls fell and they walked in. They acted by faith. Again, a demonstration of active obedience. Then we see the harlot Rahab, who hid the spies. She acted by faith, knowing the previous things that Israel had accomplished by the hand of God, and having faith that God was going to destroy the city of Jericho and give it to his people. She acted by faith. She demonstrated obedience to God and instruction to the spies that saved her family and herself when the city of Jericho was taken. And then it goes on at the end to mention other men and women who acted by faith in verse 32. What can we learn by all these biblical examples in chapter 11? But look at verse, the last, how this chapter ends. Verse 39. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. I want you to notice that God promised them many things, but they did not receive them, but it did not deter them because they did not receive them personally. They acted on faith. And by faith, which is a phrase used over and over in this chapter, men acted upon God's instruction. Ladies and gentlemen, biblical faith, real faith, the faith that saves, is a faith that acts by obedience to the commandments of God and the instructions of God. Man cannot claim to have faith in God and deny and overlook and fail to follow the instructions of God. That is hypocritical. That is a paradox. Bible faith is obedient faith. Dear listener, do you have Bible faith? If you have Bible faith, then it will be demonstrated by your obedience to the instructions of God contained in the New Testament. Tune in again next week. Have a nice day.